really simple, like kind of a kind of thing. But maybe, I don't know, maybe someone knows how to do a really strong kind of wolf whistle. But if you do know that you can whistle, could you just put your hand up in the air? Okay, that's the whistlers tonight. Just keep your hands up for a moment, I'm going to count. Okay. 57 whistles. Okay. Could we say that there are any punctual people here tonight? I don't know. People that like to be on time, yes. Or maybe even early for things. Maybe you were early tonight. If that's you, could you throw your hand up? Put it up high so I can just see. So just... Yeah, have a look around and check it out if you want. Okay, that's 21. I'm sure. I think that is actually a bit less than yesterday. I can check on that. Yeah, that's a slight drop from yesterday. This is just for the punctual people. Did you ever get into a kind of friction with somebody about being on time? Like, did you ever get into an argument with someone about your need for punctuality? If that has happened to you, could you raise your hand again now? Yeah. Okay. Good. Who came on their own tonight? Is anyone here on their own? If you could throw your hand up. That's... Yes. 15. And did anyone eat dinner alone in the last week? Anybody for that one? Okay. Okay, that's 31 solo dinners. That's actually the most that we have had this week, so that's a need for this. Has anyone seen ghosts? I know, that's actually a question for tonight. So, did anyone experience deja vu? No, it's none of this actually. Okay. In this orientation, yeah, that we find ourselves in now, is there anyone who knows which direction is south from here? If you know, just put your hand up if you think you know which is the... Or if you think you can just make a decent guess, throw your hand up if you think you have an idea which is south, okay. 7. Great. And if you could just point that out for the rest of us, which way is that? Yeah, it's a big one. So we did have all of the punctual people. What about the late ones? Late people, please throw your hands up if you know that you are a late one. Okay. That's 43 of the late ones. Actually, just staying with your hands up for a moment. Take a look around at each other, because I'm quite curious. But do you recognize each other? Can you tell that you share a world of lateness? And actually, now that you've had a chance to look around, is there anyone who can see someone here whose name they should know, but they don't? If that's true for you, could you raise your hand again? No. You can see. Yeah. That's 11 and 12, 3 for me, so that's 15. 15 forgotten names tonight. In the last experiment, there was actually 10%, so this is a slight rise tonight. Okay. So looking back, yeah, across an entire lifetime, who can remember ever having stolen something? So this one is good actually to put both hands up. Okay, keep those up. I need to keep them up. Have a look around, thieves. I mean, maybe you can collaborate on something in the future. Okay. Since that is who is here in the room tonight, let's run with that thought for a moment. Take a mental scan of what you have with you tonight. What you're wearing, what's in your bag. Do you have something stolen with you tonight? No. Stolen goods in the house. Actually, I'll just give you a little moment to think that through, right? So just do a scan. And if you do find something stolen, just indicate for the cough. Who here has been in an orchestra or a band? If you have, for this one, don't raise your hand up. Just stamp twice. Fantastic. Can we have that one more time? Okay, yeah, I got it. So that's the people who have been in a band. Who has been in a riot? Anyone been in a live riot? Yes, we kind of did something you've done. It's not so many people. Is there anyone else who would be open to joining a riot? I don't know. In the right circumstances. Just throw your hands up as well. I'll take everyone together. Who are the people who would describe themselves as calmed by the sound of rain at night? That's you, guys. Right. Is there anyone who's a bit too hot right now? Is anyone who's getting a bit overheated? Let me know if you're a bit. I do have this fan here. Let's switch it on. Is there anyone who would like to have the fan on now? Anyone who would be like to have a fan? Yeah. Anyone who prefer not? Anyone who's anti-fan? Okay. Sorry, if you are too hot, you'll just have to undress. Okay. Yeah, we don't want to be exhausting anyone's arm muscles too early in the evening. So just give yourself a little relax. And for these next ones, you don't need to give a signal. It's best just to think it through quietly for yourself. Okay, here we go. Do you know how to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to someone in need? Can you smell someone nearby? I'll give you a moment to test that. And now, if you could make a quick estimate of the number of people that you have slept with in your lifetime? I'll give you a moment to think about it. I'm just curious for that last question. Is there anyone who is actually now more interested in the answers of the people around them than in their own answer? Is that true for anyone? Could you just raise your hand up? Yeah. Okay. Good. We're doing well. This is good. I did hear a few coughs a bit earlier. Is there anyone who is feeling a bit sick, actually? Or maybe just a bit weak and exhausted? If that's true, could you just raise your hand up? Yeah. That's for you? Yeah. Okay, we've got 9 sick tonight. Is anyone in the infectious stage? To answer for myself now. So feel free to think along if you like, but I just have to make a note of these. Were they loud coming in? Yeah. Quite loud tonight. Did I hear any specific conversation? And now it's just kind of a wobble. Is there any eye contact? Yes. Some avoidance. Am I appropriately dressed? Probably a bit underdressed, but so okay. Any easy lovers? Yeah, there's a couple of loud ones. Am I more nervous than usual about this crowd? Which are the people who are good at keeping secrets, who has secret-keeping skills, if that's you, please raise your hand up. And which are the ones who are good at lying? I don't know, maybe you already lied, or maybe you're planning to lie and someone's coming in. It can be fun. But if you know you are good at that, if you could just raise your hand up. Okay. And actually, was there any crossover there? Was there anyone who was both lying and secretive? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is quite a sophisticated set of skills that's going on there. Who prefers not to have photographs of themselves online? Is that anybody? Yeah. 3, okay. And does anyone worry about surveillance generally? Is that a concern for anybody? Yeah. Okay. Right. We'll just have a listen to this phrase that I have here. And if you agree, please indicate with a sniff. Hell is other people. And for this one, just raise your hand if you agree with this one. If you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Yeah, okay, that's 23 minutes tonight. Ha, okay, and if you get bored sometimes, in the theatre, for example, who tends to think about sex to keep themselves entertained? I do that. Is there anyone else? Who's, yeah. We actually, there were a couple more yesterday. Yeah, for this one, we need to imagine three pictures. We are actually supposed to do it with real pictures, but I think we can manage without, yeah? So there's three pictures. There's one picture of a cow, a picture of a chicken, and a picture of some hay, which is like dry grass, yeah? And the idea is that you're meant to just instinctively decide which two of these go together and make a good pair, right? Which two are the good combination, okay? So, well, let's just do it, right? So you've got a cow, you've got a chicken, you've got some dry grass. Make the connection. Great. And remember that combination that you've made, because you're going to need it later on. Is there anyone who's actually quite thirsty now? Is anyone a bit thirsty? If you are, yeah, just make a little clicking sound. Is there anyone who is thirsty but they just can't make that noise? Yeah, it sucks when it happens. Actually, why don't, let's have the orchestra people back again, yeah, with that and then the thirsties with a bit of a and the orchestra again. Yeah, let's add in the late ones, yeah, with a little kind of so it'll go orchestra. It's true that you have a very good critical overview, but maybe you dream of a little more intimacy. So, I mean, there is already a kind of political ecology going on in here. So, I mean, just thinking, if you could change your position, would you? Is there anyone actually who would like to change seats right now? I don't know if you can, if you see a free seat or if you want to make some kind of exchange. Now is a good moment if you want to change. Does anyone sometimes get the feeling that they just don't? Or the sensation that they are stuck in a situation that they're really not comfortable with. Is that true for anyone right now? Or, I don't know, is there someone who would like to completely renegotiate the rules of what is going on here? Oh, here's a question. Okay. There's a guy, he's sitting in the third row, and he's got a dark shirt on. It's you. Could you put your hand up for a moment? Yeah. Not the guy who's behind you. Yes, then can you raise your hand up? Okay, I think everyone can see you. Yeah, he does. Okay, so if this guy was to now decide that he wanted to leave, okay, for whatever reason, yeah, and he got up and he walked over the steps there and he went out through the door, if he decided he wanted to, is there... beautifully demonstrated. If he was to do that at any moment, is there anyone who feels they might like to take this opportunity to go with them? Raise your hand. Yeah. There's also a woman who's sitting in the fourth row. Just scratching in it now. Do you raise your hand? Yes. Yes, exactly. Right, just one more time. Yeah. Yes, okay, we can see. Okay. So if this woman was to now ask everybody to stand up, yeah, who would be thinking like, yeah, okay, no problem, let's stand. No. If you would be an easy stander, could you please raise your hands now? No problem. Okay, two. Good. Now, this one is just for the non-standers. Just thinking for a moment, like, is it her the problem? Or is it the suggestion itself that's the issue? Actually, is there anyone who until now has not raised their hand for any question? You can just put your hands up now. Okay. And actually, who resisted that last suggestion? Like, who until now has not indicated their presence whatsoever? If you could, raise your hand now. That is a very interesting choice. Okay, there are a couple more questions for me to answer. Are we still focused? More or less. I really think it's second half. Am I getting a clear picture? Somewhat. It's a bit too early to tell with this stuff. Is it okay to continue or better to stop? Okay, I think we can skip these ones. Yeah, here we go. We are jumping back to that cow and chicken thing again. Right, so if you did put the cow and the hay together, could you please raise your hand now? Cow and hay, fantastic. Keep your hands up. Okay, that's Could you just keep your hands up for a moment, please, cow and hay people? Okay. What they say is that you guys are, keep your hands up, that you guys are the communal people, yeah? Because they say that you see, what you're seeing is the dependency of between the cow and the food, right? So you're seeing the world in terms of chains of connection. Just keep your hands up for one more moment. If we have a look around, these guys, they have their hands up now. Do they look like the communal types? Great, thank you very much. Cow and hay people. Okay, what about the cow and chicken people? Who put the two animals together? I did that. Is there anyone else who put those two together? Quite a few listed. 17. Cow and chicken. You keep your hands up for one moment. Normally, this group is labeled as the individualists. Since we're thinking about the world more in terms of categories and types and like divisions between. Last thing we have, the chicken and hay people. Please, throw your hands up, chicken and hay. Great. If you keep your hands up for one moment. Yeah, apparently there's a lot of disagreement about this group. Some very contradictory opinions about their tendencies. Some say that they are kind of nest-building family types. Others do mention sexual deviance, violent outbursts. But I guess you guys know what they're talking about. Is anyone a bit thirsty now? let's just focus down for a bit, yeah? But let's just take a moment to focus down and just concentrate on the person who is closest to you, okay? Right now, that's going to be the person that is sitting just directly in front of you. So for you guys in the front row, that's going to be me. Okay. So just take this moment to consider the back of the head of the person sitting directly in front of you. And just ask yourself, what kind of information are you getting from the back of their head? And does it make you curious about them? And were you curious about them before? Or is this, in fact, the first time that you're looking at them? And now, I want you to imagine that you're not in a theatre full of people. Instead, it's just the two of you in a lifeboat, in a small boat, floating on the open sea for a few weeks, let's say. And now, just make a quick judgment. Which of you do you think is going to survive the longest? Is it you or them? And just think, like, what are your criteria for this? Is it because they are younger than you are? Or because you have more fat reserves? Or is it because you have a knife? Let's say you do have a knife, and you do survive. Just ask yourself, if you were hungry, but really very hungry, would you eat that person? And which part of the body would you stab? And just running with that thought, lean forward slightly and sniff. in that one, because there is this moment when you are, you're leaning forward to sniff the person in front of you, but at the same time, there is somebody leaning forward to sniff you. If you like, it might be a good moment now just to turn around and or say hi. Gather the actual material that is in the room. And for that purpose, I have put a small bag under each person's seat. So if you could just reach under your seat, grab a bag. I have spare, so if anyone's missing a bag, you don't need it.
Thank you.
Can you just remind me, who were the people in the fifth row who were the sound of rain, who liked the sound of rain? You could raise your hand again if that was you, exactly, in that row. Great. The people who have their hands up now, can you just stop what you're doing? Okay? Don't move. You can take a little relax. Actually, you can close your eyes. It's probably the best thing. Just close your eyes, tune out for a while. And the rest of us are going to keep going. Chance to see this. It's a very different kind of spot. And while you're doing that, just consider this, okay? You're making a movie of your life, and these people are the actors that you can choose from to play you in the movie about you. Just do a quick casting, see if you can see someone that could play you. They're all excellent actors. Don't worry about age, it might be the young you or the old you or the transgender you. I can see some good matches. What if tonight was to turn into a comic? If the front three rows suddenly turned and rushed the back rows, right, punching and kicking, have a look out, who could you take on in a fight? It's good to get this sorted out now. Actually, is there anyone who's quite glad to be up on their feet and stretch their legs? I'm happy to be here. It's kind of standing, though. It's like if I decided to do something. Mm-hmm. What if it was now that the guy in the third row decided to run off into the night? Who would join him now? Somebody anyone? Or what if he wanted to sing? What if that was his idea? Who would join him in the song? We have a question, right? Who is pretty confident that in 1 year's time they will still be alive? If that's a yes, just stay on your feet now. How about in 5 years? If you think you'll still be going strong in 5 years, stay standing now. How about in 15 years? Will you still be here? I mean, hopefully not like this. In 30 years, will you still be going? In 45 years, will you still be alive? In 65 years, will you still be alive? Yes. Please read the instructions carefully. They're written in French on one side and in English on the other. But please don't start anything until I give the signal.
Thank you. Okay, we don't have to be quiet anymore. It's done. You can put down some strings if that's going to be safer. Together with other bodies, you know, like in a street mob or a stampede. Does anyone like that feeling of really? Actually, is there someone who would prefer to just be alone? Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's when we're massed together like this, there is a hell of a lot going on. I mean, it might be quiet. But there's a lot of complexity, and a lot of exchange, and a lot of breathing. Yeah. I can see that. There's a lot of air exchanges, straight from one person to another, into the next person. A lot of bacterial spread. Nice, sweaty. There's a lot going on, and we have got ourselves into all kinds of situation here, and honestly, it's been pretty hard to keep track of. I don't know. Does anyone have it clear in their minds right now, really, what's been going on here? or who's here? It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. Because, it's not just you and me, right? It's not just us. No, I mean, remember there's all, everyone brings in here all those other people, you know, that are like tangled up in your lives and wrapped around in your minds. Like all of the families, the lovers, the ghosts. And it ends up being a very big gathering. Yeah? It's complicated. And there's a lot of questions going around, I think, for everyone. And that means there is a lot of thinking going on in here. Not even anyone wants to hear it, yeah? Everyone's sitting there on their own, thinking. I don't know. Who knows what you're thinking about? But there's a lot of introspection. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's not like drinking alone. It's okay to be thinking alone. But there are these waves of thought that are really going across the whole room. Yeah, like some kind of collective thing going on. Like grasping for a kind of shared reality. I mean, not consensus, right? Just looking for some kind of shared reality. And that is where the divisions are really opening up, yeah, between us. I mean, it's clear, right? It's right from the very first moment, yeah? When I asked you to do something, there was the first division. And, you know, on one side of it, you know, the people who love to join in, they're like, answer questions, stand up, yeah, come on, let's go, yeah? And then on the other end of that spectrum, you have people who hate participation. Yet they're suffering tonight. They are like, fuck off with your questions and your proposals, you know, because they smell something fascistic, you know, in this power relation that we're doing. And then they have this one for people through the middle who are like, yeah, okay, as long as it remains interesting, yes, I have something to contribute here. But it doesn't stop there. Those divisions, they keep on opening up in all directions. Yeah, you got your, your cow and hay people, remember them? Chicken and chips people, and then vegetarians, yeah? Never vegetarians. And you got your rioters here who are like cows from the pacifists, and you got your survivors split from the disease, you got fat removed from the hungry here, and those who find opportunities for kindness, and those who really don't. And the living, yeah, they're here tonight, but so are the dead. And don't forget the monsters who have done nothing, you know? The people who still have not raised their hand or declared themselves at all. It's fantastic. I mean, they have their reasons, but they are here, and they're thinking, and that means that they are in it. There's an endless splits and divisions, and some very strange alliances going on, some little hierarchies as well. And under them, all of the real questions, yeah, the difficult ones, the hard ones, the ones we are actually asking each other, like, okay, sure, fine, no problem, we can mix us all together, yeah, we can do it, we can mix together the joiners and the participation skeptics, and we can throw in the individualists and the communalizers as well. And we can find the high income earners too, if you like. You can seek those people side by side, but you can't make them notice. Or listen to each other really, like through all of them. Going. So we're left there, yeah? Like rapidly flipping expectations and rapidly changing positions and rapidly choosing decisions, and it's very complex. And very rapid. Though I do get the impression some people are a little more rapid than others. But voila, now that's us here tonight. And even though it is it's kind of a mess, I mean, nobody's actually given up and left tonight. Well, not yet. I mean, the guy in the third row is still here. And we are still somehow going on together. Which is not so difficult, really. Because know, none of this is quite for real. Yeah. But this is, I don't know, this is some sort of temporary agreement that we have going on. We're going to be leaving again soon enough. We're going to be going back out to the real life where things are real. It's not like we're going to lock the door and stay in here until this is really sorted out. Who we are and how to get along. Can you imagine if we had to sleep in here and eat each other and actually figure out how to live together? It would be amazing. Yeah, it would also be totally crazy. Yeah, it's okay. What we're doing is it's like a little test, right? It's a temporary agreement. It's just a kind of fragile understanding that we have, yeah? For now. Where would you go? Or what if you could open your eyes? You can open your eyes now. So. Sorry, I forgot the line where you closed them. Thank you.
one more thing to listen to.
Are we done?